U.S. to deport Catholics. 3rd of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for N News. Washington, D.C. The United States of America today announced that it would deport hundreds of Roman Catholics amid fear for the safety of the Union. They have been accused by Protestant ministers of preaching Catholicism. The U.S. bans attempts to convert people to non-Protestant faiths. On Wednesday, hundreds of Americans held a protest rally against them at the church in southern city of Atlanta. Quote, their ancestors were given citizenship when they left Ireland, Italy, and the other places looking for a better life, but now it seems they're misusing their citizenship, unquote, a government official told me. Quote, the risk of them becoming a threat to homeland security is very high, unquote. Correspondents say that the Vatican has repeatedly urged Catholics, who make up 24% of the U.S.'s population, to return home, warning of the dangers they face at the hands of a radical Republican movement. A spokesman for the pontiff, Monsignor Pietro Bonaducci, told on news that the papists are only in the country because 19th century Italy, Ireland, and Poland, quote, blew like 10 times worse than today's war-ravaged Afghanistan, unquote. He said they were only in Chicago and East and West Coasts, citing widespread religious fanaticism in the violent Midwest, South, and West. Quote, we are not against the policies of America. We respect and love America, unquote, he added. Quote, however, their actions have proven once and for all that Protestants are a bit kooky, unquote. In February, several thousand people protested against the release of a man who converted to Catholicism, demanding that he face the death penalty. He was stoned to death by an armed mob which included several prominent Republicans, including Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and Tom DeLay. This has been the Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for listening.